There's word of a new development in the Middle East that we're going to hear about later today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to announce that Israel and Palestine will return to direct talks for the first time in over 18 months. For more on this developing story, we're joined now by the BBC Middle East correspondent, Wira Davis, joining us from Jerusalem. Wira, good to have you with us on the program.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about this development. How significant?
What I've learned here over the last couple of days is that after months of pressure from the Obama administration on the Israelis and the Palestinians to move to direct peace talks after the indirect talks held through ex-Senator George Mitchell, that pressure has finally told, really. And I think the Americans in the State Department in Washington and the international quartet based here in the Middle East will later on Friday issue statements which will lay out a timetable and the framework for direct peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Of course, it's no guarantee these peace talks will succeed. There's still a lot of ground between the two sides, but it of course is a sign of progress that they appear to have managed to persuade them to sit down together in direct peace talks.
Indeed, it doesn't seem like there's an atmosphere right now for compromise. Am I missing something?
You're absolutely right. Both leaders, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, and the President of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, have little room for maneuver. Neither of them is... Both of them have people on their own side who are reluctant to authorize any sort of concession to the other side, and it will require concessions, it will require brave decisions, it will require significant compromises if we are to end up with an Israeli and a Palestinian state living side by side in peace. So most commentators are pretty skeptical. There's very little optimism going around, but of course, you know, there is one sign of optimism that at least it looks like there are going to be direct peace talks.
Tell us how much the U.S. and specifically President Obama has been involved in orchestrating this.
Massively. I mean, this is all driven by the Obama administration. The problem here is that Obama is dragging two reluctant horses to the water, and whether he can make them drink the water is another thing. But there's a lot of reluctance on both the Palestinian and the Israeli side. But the Obama administration's view is that this is a small window of opportunity. If this window of opportunity is passed over, then it maybe could be many months, indeed many years, before we're at such a point again. So Hillary Clinton and President Obama have both been very active in persuading both sides to talk.
Well, let's talk about the dimensions of the window, the mechanics here. I understand there's a time limit to these talks. What do we know about that?
Well, it appears that one of the statements talks about progress within a year. Now, that is very optimistic. A year from now, to see two separate states living side by side would be very optimistic indeed.
Wira Davis is the BBC Middle East correspondent. He joins us this morning from Jerusalem. Thank you very much.